relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
They really do live in a bubble. It's incredible. Jerry Brown, former governor of California, you know that he was 81 when he left office? 81. Jerry Brown is making fun of those who leave the state of California. And he's saying, where are they going to go? I'll give you a few ideas. Joel Pollack has written it up. It is a superb article at Breitbart.com. Somebody who's never going to leave California is our regular correspondent. She's on the front lines of the culture war, host of The Morning Answer and the Jenna Donchon, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Jennifer Horn, where would they go?
Texas, Nashville,
Nevada,
Arizona. Gosh, maybe we'd even come to Virginia. I know you've got a lot to deal with there, but yeah,
we could do with some reinforcements. We could do with some reinforcements. Hey, you're not on Skype again, and I worked out why you're not on Skype.
Why?
You went to Nancy's hairdresser, and you don't want anybody to see your new do.
I actually
you'll be
have
busted.
Good news.
You'll be busted.
I actually got my hair done. What did I tell you?
What?
A week and a half ago. Yeah, no, and it was legal
in
by
a
the
secret
way.
Location.
It was totally legal because after Nancy had Hairgate, then everyone else in California was shamed to allow salons to reopen. So I actually thank her for breaking all the rules and being an elitist.
So hang on, what happened? What happened? Local jurisdiction said, thanks, Nancy, or what?
Well, the local jurisdictions had no, I mean, there's no way that they could have prevented salons from reopening. So literally, she got her hair done on Monday.
Right.
By Friday, all of the local salons in my area were open, and that's when I actually got my hair done. So it's looking really good.
Why aren't we seeing it?
Okay,
we need you on Skype.
Well, here's the deal. This is what I'm going to tell you. I'm very excited to announce. You know, I have been...
Did you go mauve? Did you go pink? What did you do?
No, I wanted to. I actually almost contemplated going pink or purple because I just couldn't get my hair done. And so I thought maybe this is what I can do at home. But no, now I'm actually uber blonde right now. Thanks a lot to my
what
stylist.
What is uber blonde? I'm intrigued.
A little blonder than usual.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it none
of the fluff.
Is it super bright? Is it like Storm from the X-Men? Is it like super white?
Actually, the first day I got it, I felt a little bit like that. It almost felt like it was a little bit too much. But now it's kind of like I'm settling in. So here's my promise to you. Next week you will see me because they're finally letting me out of my quarantine. Remember,
dun, dun, dun.
For people that don't know, I actually had COVID, lucky me, and passed it
and
around.
You crushed it. You
and I crushed it.
COVID has not recovered because Jen has crushed
That's
it.
Why it's on the decline, because I actually broke the system.
It met its match. Who needs a vaccine? We have Jennifer Horn.
That's right. So they actually kept me home and away from the studio. I'm back in a studio today, but they didn't have the cameras hooked up. Next week, I've been promised cameras and studio.
I
make you a commitment. Next week, we see each other.
That is a superb tease. We can't wait. Okay, let's get serious. You say you've got some latest updates for us. Talk to us about the two sheriff's deputies who were shot in Compton. Is the reward really up to $300,000 now?
Yeah, they're okay. So, you know, I always say that I, as an optimist, I'm a realist with an optimist flair is what I always say. And I always look for the silver linings in really bad situations. And I have to say, Seb, since Saturday when this happened, I've just felt horrible. There's a sense of heaviness in the air. The fact that these people were literally, I mean, this was execution style, point blank range. This guy walks up and just fires at these people. No rhyme or reason. No crime was being committed other than just to perpetrate evil, basically. And it just didn't feel good. But what has made me feel good is the outpouring of support that I'm seeing from people that I didn't think had a loud voice in this. People are really outraged in California, in Southern California, where I live in LA County, and they're donating. So there are two funds that are going on right now. The first one is a GoFundMe for the officers and their families and their recovery. That is well over $300,000 already. Those are all private donations.
So that's not the reward. Donations. That's for the families.
Totally separate for the families. The reward, $100,000, was put up by the LA County Board of Supervisors. The LA Sheriff's Department put this up. And over the last several days, cities, local municipalities, like places like El Monte, little communities within Southern California have been pledging money. Private donors have been pledging money. A group of physicians pledging money because they know about what these two individuals are going to have to go through to recover. And that fund is now over $300,000. And I had the opportunity to talk to the LA County Sheriff today on this program that I host in the morning, The Morning Answer. We had Alex Villanueva.
I asked about him on the radio yesterday, and you were listening, and you texted in. I thought, what is she talking about? I need content. Well, of course you were listening to my show. And I wanted to know, is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? Give us the truth.
And this is the truth. You know, I like to actually be pretty strident in my responses. I like to have a solid answer. I'm really on the fence when it comes to Sheriff Villanueva. In all honesty, I didn't vote for him. I voted for the former sheriff who was the incumbent. His name was Sheriff McDonald. I voted for him. But Alex Villanueva has had mixed reviews. What I like, though, is that he seems to be very loyal to the men and women of the sheriff's department. And that's really important to me. I like the fact that he's coming out and speaking out against the LA County Board of Supervisors that have been part of the problem that the left has been doing in this country, encouraging this kind of violence. Maxine Waters, who is the representative in this district, going out and telling people to attack them where they are.
Right.
And so I like the fact that he's actually standing up. So as much as I didn't vote for him, he's growing on me a bit. Talking with him today, I thought it was really interesting. I asked him why he called out LeBron James. And if your listeners
explain that. I mentioned it on the show. For those who missed it, explain what the sheriff did.
Well, so, you know, obviously everybody in this town is recovering after Saturday's shooting. And I think it was Monday when Sheriff Villanueva was doing a local radio show and they were talking about trying to build up this reward fund. And so he called on LeBron James by name, who has been very critical of police, who has had a lot to say after the police involved shooting with Jacob Blake in Kenosha last month, and was very public. He was one of the leaders of the sit out in the NBA. He was one of the people that wanted to protest that shooting by not playing sports.
Right.
He spoke about law enforcement and the Black Lives Matter movement. And he wasn't very he didn't say the nicest things about law enforcement. And so the sheriff said today to me that he's tired of hearing people criticize police officers only and not talking about all lives really mattering. And so he thought that it would be the right thing to do to ask for someone who is a leader in the sports community, a leader, by the way, in Southern California. People love LeBron James here, and ask him to step up and make a commitment to show some support for law enforcement. And so we put him on the spot. He's been literally annihilated for doing that.
First things first. Was that a stunt, in your opinion, or did he mean it?
I think in some ways it was a stunt, but I also believe that as someone who has to raise the morale of the men and women of the LA Sheriff's Department, they need someone who is going to push back against all of this anti-police sentiment. And it's happening in not just in Hollywood, not just in sports, but it's happening with our elected officials. There was a story that came out, a little lesser known, that made some news. LA Mayor Eric Garcetti actually met with one of the protesters, or I call them agitators now. These people are not protesters, who were shouting death to the police and were trying to storm the emergency room as these officers were fighting for their life. The LA mayor actually met with this person, gave him a platform, and allowed him to influence policy in Los Angeles. So as much as, again, the verdict is out for me on the sheriff as to what his real intentions here were.
And what were the
consequences? I'm glad we have the voice.
You said there were consequences for him?
For
the sheriff.
Well, yeah, people, I mean, you had Vanessa Bryant, who is also beloved in our community, the wife of Kobe Bryant. You had a lot of famous people coming out saying that he shouldn't have done that, that he should be more concerned with the police officers instead of being concerned with LeBron James. I say this is his job.
Yeah.
He needs to fight the LA County Board of Supervisors. He needs to fight to raise the morale that people know that they're not going to be shot at or, you know, threatened an execution literally for doing their job. These were officers sitting inside of a squad car. And I have to say, so many little stories have come out about this. Not only that Mayor Garcetti has been taking really consultations from these lunatics who are running this agitation throughout not just the country, but throughout Southern California with anti-police sentiment and allowing them to actually influence policies that have already been rolled out in the city of Los Angeles. But I learned from the priest, and maybe you saw him. His name is Bishop Juan Carlos. Juan Carlos was his name, Mendez. And he was brought in to do the anointing of the sick. As he's walking through the parking lot, he sees all of these people shouting these horrific things, using all kinds of horrible language, snorting at the officers, making the pig sound. And he was so taken with that. He said, I don't do politics.
What happened? He said, but
something is happening in this community. And he exposed to us, I was talking to him on the air. He said, there have been 80 murders in the city, the city in which we're talking about here, black on black violence. And he said, no one is talking about this. The police are taxed. They're being defunded. And now they're being threatened for just sitting inside their police car. Something.
34 officers killed this year already. 700 wounded in the riots in just the last 3.5 months. Just so thankful that those two officers seem to be recovering. We're talking to Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer, the Jenna Donch on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Government has declared him essential. Sebastian Gorka.
You always need a bit of mana-mana in your life. Don't you, Jennifer Horn?
I love it, and I love that you've been declared essential. I put that stamp on you long ago, but I'm glad it's now been made official.
I'm not sure if everybody in America agrees, but I'll take it. I'll take my piece of paper from the Department of Homeland Security that says I'm essential, and I'll frame it. We are back with Jenna Fawn. She's almost got 10,000 followers on Twitter. Come on, guys. Let's get her over the barrier right now. Only 500 to go. Follow her at Jennifer Horn. Show this freedom fighter, this warrior princess some love, and listen to her at the Morning Answer, the Jenna Don Show, also crntalk.com, AM 870, AM 590, The Answer, our brothers and sisters in Los Angeles. I'm sure you've got loads of stories to share with us, but I have to ask you this one. What is your response to this idea? On Monday, the mayor of San Francisco decreed that pregnant women who are of a certain ethnicity will get an income supplement paid for by the taxpayers to the tune of an extra $1,000 a month for up to 2 years after the baby is born. And by the way, it's only black mothers and Pacific Islanders. How is that not racist, Jennifer?
Because in the quest to not be racist, or in the quest for the last idea of equality, you have to be a blazing racist. You know, it's not, this is so common in California where, you know, under the guise of, well, we're looking for equality and justice for all, that they come up with programs like this. I mean, really let this sink in. This is a partnership that was developed with Expecting Justice, and they're going to give unconditional monthly
income. With what? Expecting Justice?
Yeah, that's what the group is. Is that a joke?
Is that a joke? Is that Monty Python?
It sounds like it. I'm telling you, we need conservative SNL. We could have so much fun with
we
all
could.
Of this. But they're doing unconditional monthly income of $1,000, and they're giving it, as you mentioned, to Black and Pacific Islander women. This isn't the only thing that San Francisco is getting wrong this week. They want to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in local municipal elections.
Gosh.
That's going to be on the ballot in November. And just under this umbrella of racism, we have a no cash bail initiative that's going to be on our ballot in November. And it sounds great, right? Okay, you get arrested, you don't have to pay, you don't have to put up any money for bail, no cash bail.
An IOU. You can write an IOU, right?
Right. And so that's great because we're just helping minorities because they're treated unfairly. When minorities get arrested, they can't afford to make cash bail. But let me ask you this question, Seb. Let's say the next time you make a trip out to California and maybe you find yourself, just for, you know, a hypothetical. Let's say there's a Trump rally. You come to California and maybe we're standing outside on the sidewalk and the police say, you can't gather up here. We're going to arrest you for being a part of a Trump rally. And we get sent over to the clink. Now, I always have my nail file with me, so don't worry. I'll be able to file us out of prison. But do you
have
really
a bazooka?
Yes, exactly. Do you want, and don't let that get around.
Shh.
Do you want Gavin Newsom and the state of California, and do you want Sacramento really to decide whether or not you can post bail? Because here's what's happening. When you get rid of no cash bail because you want to provide equal justice to all races, you're also saying that you're allowing the state, you don't actually have the right to post bail anymore. So now people can be held in prison for long-term amounts of time.
Whoa.
And you'll never have to pay cash bail.
Cancel
and who do you
that
think
trip.
They're going to go after?
Cancel
right.
that trip to California.
I'll
have to come in disguise.
When you're here.
I'll come in disguise.
As a Muppet.
As a Muppet. I love Mr. Snuffleupagus. That's my favorite.
Really? Snuffy was your jam, huh?
Yeah. Well, also Oscar the Grouch.
That was my favorite. Grover was lovable, but I sort of wanted to hit him every once in a while. I kind of like Big Bird.
Oh, please. He's so beta. He's so beta.
What?
Yes.
You think Snuffy was all man? You think Snuffy was an alpha? We don't even know if Snuffy was.
We don't know what he was.
We don't know. Snuffy could be female or non-binary. We don't know.
We're getting to the really serious stuff here. And favorite Muppet characters and what's their gender? Nobody ever inspected Mr. Snuffy. It was Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Oh, that's right.
It was Mr.
You're right. Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Thank you.
Okay.
I mean, he did
still
have...
Still not an alpha male. He had those eyelashes.
The eyelashes were
mascara.
Extraordinarily long. Extraordinarily long eyelashes. Okay. We talked about it in the first segment, but we have to... What about my lamp? Why should I turn my lamp
What's
off?
What's happening?
I have a lava lamp.
For those at home who need a description, there is a lava lamp.
I have a massive lava lamp here, and I'm so excited. It's got pink wax and purple liquid.
I put up a reminder to remind Dr. G to turn it off before he leaves so
Shad
it doesn't explode.
Shad is worried I will burn down
really
the studio.
Oh, it gets really hot, those lava lamps.
But they're so cool, aren't they? Let's return to the important...
Are you for legalizing marijuana?
No, I've never taken it, and I think it makes you stupid.
I would agree with you.
Do you have to be into marijuana to like lava lamps?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. I think it goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just too innocent and naive. I've never.
I like
been
it.
Go. That.
I think it works for you. Go
Thank
for
you.
It.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I forgot to ask you in the last segment. If you are so well connected, but it's the most important story that we've discussed with regards to California. The two deputies, is there any update on their health status?
They're in stable condition, and it seems that the female cop, she's been identified. It seems she's in a little bit better way, but they, from what I hear and what the sheriff Villanueva said, that this is going to be a long road. I mean, they had multiple gun wounds. The woman received a gunshot in her jaw, the man in his forehead, and he had some arm and hand injuries as well. So I don't know how long it's going to take for them to get back to their normal, but I do know that these are deputies that were just so new and on the force. What I did learn is that the female deputy actually had three different intensive first aid trainings, and that's why you saw her snap into action so quickly, because she was able to do the tourniquet for her partner and arguably saved his life. Yes.
Former librarian. I mean, that is impressive. And you said more than $300,000 raised for them, not for the reward. And people can probably find that on the internet, the GoFundMe, what have you.
I'll tweet it out again. Tweeted it out on Monday.
Please.
There is it's done actually by a deputy in the LA Sheriff's Department.
Great.
That's the one you want to donate to. That's a legitimate GoFundMe, and it's well over $300,000. That goes to their family and for their recovery, which is really important. And, you know, a companion story to this that we didn't get to touch on is this Linwood City manager who was placed on administrative leave this week, paid administrative leave, mind you, after an internal investigation will need to happen after he posted on social media a response to the shooting of the sheriffs. He said the chickens have come home to roost.
Yeah.
Now, this is a guy who makes $296,000, I think is what I saw, a year for doing this job. He is going to receive paid administrative leave, if you ask me. Investigation over. It was on his social media.
Who can fire him?
You know, there's so much paperwork, but it's the City Council of Linwood. So the City Council has to make that determination.
Outrageous. In the meantime, let's forget the bad things. Let's concentrate on the good. Let's concentrate on those who aren't going to give up on California, who always fight the good fight. Follow this lady right now, host of The Morning Answer and the Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, at Jennifer Horn on Twitter. God bless. You better be on Skype next week. That's all I'm saying.
Next week, I promise. I'm ready to go.
We want to have those bulletproof bracelets.
Got the Nancy Pelosi blowout.
The tiara,
I'm ready.
Everything. Okay, I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV after the show airs. And, of course, wherever podcasts are available, sign up today. Check out our website, sebgorka.com. And if you like what you're listening to, you know what you could do? You could write a little review. Go to iTunes. Tell them what you think. Back after these messages. There is nothing I love more than a nice, juicy American steak. Recently, I met some incredible patriots, and I would like to introduce you to my friends at GoodRanchers.com. Now you can skip the inconsistent meat aisle at the grocery store forevermore. Get the very best American meat delivered constantly right to your door. And yes, I said American. All their meat is raised and harvested right here in the U.S. of A. Good Ranchers partners with American farmers all across our great land to get the best quality meat delivered with free shipping right to your door. Go to goodranchers.com to choose your scheduled delivery today. 100% American-born, raised, and harvested beef and chicken delivered consistently to your home. T-bone, ribeyes, fillets, and more. Oh, porterhouse, that's my favorite. Use promo code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to save $20 off your purchase. That's goodranchers.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, to save $20. Goodranchers.com, promo code Gorka.
Hear ye, ladies and gentlemen. Hailing from the far reaches of the swamp, the righteous writer of wrongs, the triumphant teller of truths, this is the Baron, Boris Epstein, on America First.
With me as well. Sebastian Gorka on the Salem Radio Network with the Baron. The Baron who just yesterday... You might as well get another office in the White House. I mean, you were there for the First Lady. You were there with me for the President's speech week and a half ago. You were there yesterday for the amazing Abraham Accords. It's like good old days, isn't it, Baron?
Well, it is an honor to be working for President Trump. It's an honor to be doing all I can to get him reelected. It is absolutely an honor to be able to be at the White House, to be there during those
taking
speeches.
Selfies with Tony Blair.
I had someone take a picture of me and Tony Blair, okay? Because what are the chances, right? I mean, I was in high school, I think, when Tony Blair was prime minister.
Was he friendly? I mean, he's a socialist, but was he friendly?
He was nice. You know, he's another one. We've talked about this before. He's another one like Bill Clinton. He was at least a pragmatist. You know, he's not a total far left.
He's not a raving loony.
Raving lunatic, you know, Tony Blair. But it was a great crowd. It was a wonderful crowd.
But it might as well have not happened because the mainstream media's they're talking about why Boris wasn't wearing a mask.
CNN tweeted out, I think it was Jake Tapper, said these people were not wearing masks, and they put a picture that I was in. I said, hey, CNN finally had me back on. Isn't that so wonderful? They finally broke through.
You've sent me the tweet, but you need to do another tweet using that photograph and just, hey, Jakey, can you show me the tweet where you were worried about the BLM protesters not wearing masks? I don't think I saw that tweet.
No, no, listen.
Oh, the Antifa. I mean, Portland. Did you do one about Portland or Seattle? I missed that one.
She's,
what am I missing?
You're supposed to be a smart guy, I guess.
I'm sorry, I'm trying.
You went to Harvard, I heard.
I only went to 1 year at Harvard, PhD. I'm sorry. I'm trying.
The rules are different.
Oh, they're immune, right?
Right.
If you're a Democrat,
right,
you're immune from COVID. Is that right?
If you're a Democrat.
If you're a protester.
Right, hold on. If you're a Democrat, you have no rules. If you're a protester, you have no rules. Okay. If you loot and riot, no rules. Okay. But if you're there to witness a historic peace accord between, for the first time, two major Arab countries.
You're infecting people. You might have infected Tony.
You're a bad person. You're a bad person. And,
hang on. Help me with the math.
And Sanjay Gupta's got to come right on. CNN's got to get Sanjay.
Are we going to play that again? We've got that video.
Sanjay Gupta's coming in. He's just like, I'm so shocked.
And the vaccine will never work. He said, Dr. Sanjay Gupta said, it's not going to work.
I guess he's an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, interesting.
So the Democrats have become anti-vaxxers.
They have. Yes. They have. Kamala said, I'm not going to take it.
I'm not taking it.
Because if Donald Trump makes it, because he's going to be making it, right?
Because he's over at Pfizer.
Test tubes. He's
got the thing going on.
Shaking it.
He's got the whole thing.
Can you help me with this? We've got 2 minutes left in this segment. I need to help with this math. So there's this story that 95% of the riots were peaceful. But we've just got the estimates for $3 billion worth of damage, the most any riots. So how does a majority peaceful riot in 3 months cause more than $2 billion? You're like a finance, you're Wall Street. Can you help me with the math there?
Well, I guess maybe they weren't peaceful.
What?
I guess the riots in Minneapolis and Portland and Seattle and New York.
You mean they actually broke stuff?
It seems to me that they broke stuff. But, hey, if you are the mainstream media, do not mention it. Do not bring it up. Do not talk about it.
So,
because that could hurt Joe Biden. Oh, I don't know. Somebody, a smart guy I know once, I knew once, told me that Joe Biden apparently thinks that the Abraham Accords were concluded and agreed to because of him. That he should
thanks
get the
to him because of the work he did in his administration. You know, it was the Biden Obama administration first.
The O'Biden
administration. And thanks to the things that they did, like give the murderous tyrants in Tehran, $140 billion. That's how Donald Trump, the president today, and Jared Kushner brought that peace accord. It's interesting.
Who's on that staff over there with Biden?
You know them better than anyone. You know all of these losers.
Oh, my God.
You're constantly tweeting at them.
I tweeted out. It's like an elephant? No, it was a parrot or something falling off. That's what it was a penguin. It was a penguin falling through the ice. Epic fail. That's what they are. That's what the staff over there is. They cannot get anything right. Totally pathetic, just like
the kid. But don't ask them if their boss used the teleprompter, because that's a talking point. You know, when you're Brett Baer, do not ask them.
Because Brett Baer is so far right.
He's a total stooge, right? He's a MAGA guy.
He's a MAGA guy.
We're talking about Boris Epstein. Following right now at Boris EP, breakfastwithboris.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America. We're having it's a kind of podcast, the atmosphere in here. You should check it out. It's called The Battle for 1600, broadcasting live from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that works. How do I know that? I don't need talking points. I don't need a script. I've lived it for a year and a half. My low back pain that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, was gone after 2 weeks of taking Relief Factor, and I'm still pain-free. Listen to Reggie from Florida as well. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow! Find out if it could work for you like it works for me and Reggie by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com. The 3-week quick starter pack is just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. How is that? What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential liberation from your daily pain. You've waited long enough. You've tried everything else, as the president says at his rallies. What have you got to lose? Do it now. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Back with the Baron after these messages. We'll be right back.
vaccine doesn't stop this virus for us. Even if we got the vaccine today, Sanjay, give me a hypothetical. We all have access to the vaccine today. All of us have access. What's the timeline look like?
Well, first of all, you know, that hypothetical is not, that's not going to happen. You know,
that's why it's called a hypothetical.
There'd be tens of millions of, I understand, but tens of millions of doses maybe by the end of the year. I think it's
But I'm giving him the best case.
If you had a single shot that you were given today and then probably need another shot in a month, you would probably start to develop, you know, significant immunity a few months after that. We don't know, as you pointed out earlier, how long that immunity lasts. So it's not going to be the flip of a switch when people get this vaccine. It's some, you know, for a period of time, people are still going to need to probably wear masks, physically distance.
I'm so happy that we have Fredo Cuomo to teach us big words like hypothetical, aren't you, Baron?
Well, what will we ever do? What could we do without Fredo?
Professor Fredo.
Professor Fredo really knows how to attack the issue.
And then Sanjay Gupta, who allegedly is an MD. It's amazing. So, look, I'm just a PhD in political science, but I've had vaccines.
Well, you're not that kind of doctor?
Don't ask me to write a prescription.
Okay.
But I've had vaccinations. My kids have had vaccinations. Sure. And the way I understand it, I mean, Fredo hasn't taught me, so maybe I need that special training. But as soon as you are injected with a vaccination, your body begins to make the antibodies as soon as it's in your body. But according to Sanjay Gupta, even months after the booster shot, it's not working. How is that?
Well, I don't know whether Dr. Sanjay Gupta... I don't know whether Dr. Sanjay is...
Would he be famous if his name was John Smith?
I don't you know, it's not about his name, it's not about his background. It's about the fact that he's just a shill for the left.
Totally. That's a political statement. That clip from Fredo Cuomo and Dr. Sanjay Gupta was a political attack on the president.
He's just a total far left lib who uses his degree to attack the president.
Okay.
That's what it is. And, I mean, thankfully, so few people watch CNN, it doesn't really truly deeply matter. But
can I just say 600,000 out of 330 million?
It's representative of how far to the left, how far out of the mainstream they've all become.
Because, and it's interesting from just a business perspective as a case study, how to destroy a brand. I mean, you remember it, right? I mean, you're younger than I am, but 20 years ago, CNN was still decent.
Totally.
It had a reputation. I remember during the Gulf War, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs in the basement of the Pentagon, what did they have? They didn't have, you know, civets on the whole time.
They
had CNN. Right. They were watching CNN. They were watching correspondents in the battlefield. Now it's just, oh, vaccinations. Well, if it's Donald Trump, it'll take 48 years for the vaccine to work. It'll never work in you right after they inject you. All right, let me ask.
Because CNN no longer cares about reporting the news.
No.
They don't care about educating Americans about what the truth is. What they care about is spreading lies, is spreading disinformation, is electing Democrats. I mean, Jeff Zucker wants to run for mayor. You think he's going to run as a Republican of New York?
No.
No, he's going to run as a Democrat because he is a lib.
Despite what has happened to New York, which is tragic, truly tragic. All right, let me ask you the question I've been asking all day, and I just want this election to be over. Should the president have done the town hall yesterday? A lot of different opinions here. Going into Lion's Den, interrupted the whole time by Stephanopoulos. Did it gain him anything?
I think it did. I think it showed that this president, in contrast to Biden, can sit there with Bill Clinton's press secretary and take the heat, okay? Right. And answer questions questions from the audience and be interactive and talk to people and relate to them and have tough moments.
Because there were moments there where I would not have kept my cool. I mean, when he was constantly being interrupted, and he did.
And that's what
it looked good, right?
It looked great. That's what the president is. And what was Joe Biden doing at the same time? Sleeping, napping.
Being an hour and a half late for his own events.
Taking no salts. So I do think it was good. I think it was good to do. Okay. I think, you know, the debates are coming up. And President Trump again showed that he has his A game on lock.
Right. He's ready.
On lock. He's ready to roll. Okay. What's Joe, you think Joe Biden could do that last night? Let me ask you this. If you or me, who worked for this president, interviewed Joe Biden.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Okay. Do you think he would respond as President Trump did to a Democrat operative?
We know he wouldn't. In that Ford factory,
come
he'd
on,
lose
man.
It.
He'd come lose on, it. Man.
You want to go outside? You want to go outside? You want to rumble? That's what he'd say.
He's a rough fighter, that one. He's
yeah,
a fighter,
right. I'm scared of that guy because he's got hairy legs. Hairy legs.
And he likes and he likes when kids touch him or whatever.
The kids smooth down his hairy legs. Just creepy. All right, creepy. We got a couple of minutes left. What's going to happen? 47 days to go. How many debates? Are there going to be debates? How many debates?
I'm expecting the full slate.
The full slate.
Three presidential debates.
Wow.
And a vice presidential debate.
I'm sorry. If he does three debates, Biden's toast. That's what I think.
Well, the problem Biden has is he's toast either way. He's toast if he shows because you know he'll do a terrible job. But if he doesn't show, that's it. I mean,
if he shows after what the president did yesterday, you know that he's going to get angry.
Of course.
He's going to start talking about the lingerie department on the second story of the whatever he did yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it was over there, the ladies' garments. What are you talking about?
Especially when you start the sentence talking about a military quartermaster. How do you get from a quartermaster in the army to the women's department on the second floor? That takes skill.
I think you're being mean to Joe Biden again. You should stop.
Marcos to Queensbury rules. That worked so well for Mitt Romney.
We have to be very nice to Joe Biden while they all take shots at us. That's how it works, my friend.
Are you excited for the next month and a half?
I'm excited for November 3rd when President Trump will trounce Joe Biden. That's what I'm excited for.
It's up to us.
Yes.
Because you are working so hard because allegedly you got another job now.
I did. I'm strategic advisor and co-chair of Jewish Voices for Trump.
How many different business card holders do you own? Do you have to walk around with like 12 business card holders?
Actually, you know what I honestly did?
You have a guy who carries them like this.
No, I've got a simple card that has my name, my personal email, my personal cell phone.
Stylish.
That's it. Because if I start trying to put every title on there, I'll run out.
I just ordered new business cards for my new presidential appointment because just for the record.
Cool. Sure.
For the record.
Sure.
For the record.
Did you make the nice stock? The thick stock?
The thick stock with the golden presidential
wonderful,
thing.
Wonderful. Nice. Mazel.
I'll give you the it's
I look
official.
Forward. I look forward.
He's Boris Epstein. He's the Baron. Follow him at Boris EP. BreakfastWithBoris.com. Strategic advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You got to subscribe to the podcast. People love it. The Battle for 1600. Check it out. It's free. You can get it on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Check it out every week. Our analysis on the race. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that is 100% drug-free. What Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind Relief Factor, have done is something truly amazing. And they're providing relief from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country right now. And you should be the next one. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of that 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call them on 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough. I know you've tried everything else. You deserve to find out if you could be the next success story. Do it today. You won't regret it. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
America First. Magnificent.
So I really screwed up there, didn't I? Chad, Mike.
Yes.
What did we do wrong?
What did we do wrong?
Well, what did Jen and I do wrong? Earlier today.
You just
mentioned it in the break.
You were arguing about your favorite Muppets.
Yeah.
And you only talked.
We're having fun, Mr. Snuffleupagus, Oscar the Grouch.
Well, they're all technically Jim Henson creations.
Indeed.
Which makes them Muppets.
Yes.
But they are not members of the cast of The Muppets, which popularized Phenomena
song. So what does that mean? I mean, how big a mistake have I made with Jen?
Depending on who you ask, major.
Major.
To the point where you might lose upwards of 100,000 listeners. I'm sure some people are very upset about
how
this.
How can I make recompense? Can I choose my favorite Muppet and get it right?
Pick some good Muppets.
Okay. Actually,
Nancy Pelosi.
Behave.
If you look at your magical machine there, you will find my favorite Muppets. There is a recording of my two favorite Muppets that we have used on this show before you arrived and before you took over the Starship Enterprise. I don't know if you can find it. I'll give you a little clue. They're very grouchy. Oh,
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
They're talking about your, you know, mixing up Sesame Street.
Yes, I think my last engineer, Leroy, he liked to use that a little bit too frequently as a comment on this show. But they are, I have to say, my favorite Muppets. People have a soft, Miss Piggy, absolutely. But Waldorf and Statler are up there. Do you have a favorite Muppet? Do you, Chad?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you. You're allowed to have one.
Oh, me?
Oh, you.
I'm a big Gonzo fan.
Gonzo!
I love Gonzo. Fozzie's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Gonzo mostly
Scooter.
Because he's the star of the worst Muppet film, Muppets in Space.
Muppets in Space.
Very
but
bad
the Muppet,
movie.
But hang on. This is serious stuff.
Yeah.
Muppet A Christmas Carol is just up there.
Other than one song, which they've cut out of all of the more recent versions.
Which song?
Which is the song with Scrooge singing to his love interest that he has to leave to go work at the business. Terrible song. But they cut it out of the Disney Plus version.
Agreed.
It is one of the tightest, funniest movies ever made, period.
And who's Scrooge?
Who's Scrooge?
Michael Caine. I know.
Michael Caine.
Not a lot of people know that. All right, we'll stop it now. Get back to the real world. We're having far too much fun here. I hope we shall be excused. We have done the mea culpa. Yes, we know it wasn't the Muppets. It was Sesame Street. But hey, Jim Henson's Jim Henson. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to America First. If you enjoyed it, check me out tonight on Lou Dobbs. We shall be... he does it like three times a night. We're going to be talking about the latest developments out of the DOJ on the Fox Business Channel. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, please, please keep your head in a swivel. Things are getting hairy out there. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And especially after the events on Saturday in Compton, be very careful. Every single day, we have a republic to save. Stay frosty, my friends. And don't forget, this episode of our podcast is sponsored by our good friends at GoodRanchers.com. American steaks. Do good. Eat good.